Jonathan, how are you enjoying your experience at Broncos camp so far?
Oh, I'm loving it so far. A bunch of great guys that I get to play with, so I love it. High competition. So,
how did it come together for you to be a part of this camp?
I was drafted to Saskatoon my Bantam year, and then last year they dropped me, actually. I sprained my ankle 2 weeks before camp, so I couldn't go. But my agent, Carlos Sosa, he knows Jamie Porter, so he gave him a call, and then Jamie did his homework on me, and then they invited me up.
So what's your impression of what you've seen here, the city, the organization, the level of play here at camp?
Oh, I love the city. It's a small town. I'm from San Diego, so it's not what I'm used to, but I like it. I like how it's nice and cozy, and everybody seems like really nice. Bunch of great group of guys. High competition. I love it. Everything's awesome.
Now, the trips you've made up to Canada so far, have they mostly been in the spring and summer? Have you experienced any Canadian winter yet?
I've experienced a little bit in Calgary. I want to say my Pee Wee year, so a couple years ago.
Think you're ready for it?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready for it. Oh, yeah.
So where did you end up playing last year?
Last year, I played DC Capitals, 18 AAA. So we had a pretty good year. We went to Nationals. We won the NAPHL, won the AYHL. And then Nationals, we lost the Shattuck in the semis. So we had a pretty really good season. But
how'd the season go for you individually?
Really well. We had 78 games. I had 80 points. So power play, penalty kill, all of that. So it was a really good season for me.
How do you describe yourself as a player?
I want to say a hardworking player. I want a grinder, but not really a grinder, but as well as a goal scorer. I have a lot of speed. Not afraid to hit anybody. Not afraid to go in any corners, and definitely not afraid to be in front of the net. So,
how'd you end up playing hockey? In San Diego, I imagine there's not a ton of
it. Yeah, when I was, I want to say two, I started doing BMX racing. And then when I was five, I was on a snowboard race team and freestyle team. And then my parents got tired of driving up and back back and forth through the mountain. So they were saying, I guess you like cold sports, so we're just going to throw you in ice hockey. And then I just took off from there.
So maybe you weren't meant to be in San Diego to begin with.
maybe.
You should have been in like Denver or Calgary or something.
Well, I'm a California boy, but ice hockey is my thing. I like to not do the traditional sport. Mm-hmm. So I want something new, so I got out there and tried it out.
When's it something you started taking a little more seriously?
I want to say the year after I got drafted, I realized that I actually had a shot. So I strapped on the boots and got to work.
So what do you think you have to do here? I mean, a lot of times guys making teams for the first time, they're in their 16 or 17-year-old years. What do you have to do to stand out and make an impression and force your way onto this roster over the rest of this weekend?
For me, I think use my speed and use my shot. I have a pretty good shot when I have a shot. And then passes, making plays, and being physical.
How do you think it's gone so far?
So far, I think I've been playing pretty well. I think I can stop it up a little bit more. But I think I've been doing pretty well.
What kind of feedback have you gotten so far?
So far, from the guys, I've heard that I've been playing really well. So I haven't talked to Jamie or anybody yet, but so far from everybody else, I've been playing really well.
How important is it for you to make it on here?
Oh, very important. Very important. My grandma, she just passed, and I promised her that I was going to go all out for her. So I'm doing this all for her and for me. So this is all I've wanted ever since I got drafted and ever since I was young. So I'm going for it.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.